5, 4, 3, 2,
countdown.
1.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Unrefined Sophisticates Podcast, episode 169. We are here. We are live. We are direct. You're hearing us as a pre-recording, but me and her right now live in this spot. You might be thinking to yourself, who is her? You always have so many people on this show with you. Well, I'm going to let her introduce herself.
What? This is new. I'm not ready. Morgan Jones.
Yeah, you know, had to remix it like the Sprite.
Nobody wants that.
See, that's the problem. So you get stuck in a mind frame and it turns into this loop. Life passes you by. You sit still watching it from your old
eyes. What's your name?
Felix Negro. just nice to be reacquainted.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to meet you.
Yes. Well, before we jump into the things that we jump into, we're going to give our shout outs. We're going to shout out to the UK and Russia for being our top listening countries this week outside of these here United States. Shout out to Ashburn and Pittsburgh for being our top listening cities this week outside of Portland. Or almost choked on air there. Sorry, everyone. You know the rest. Shout out to the top listener this week. Welcome back to the top spot, Freak Yudi.
I really want to know how to pronounce that correctly.
Yeah. Freaky, or is Freaky Outie?
Oh. This is why you got to count those letters, and you got to do the, you got to give me a capital on each.
That's one of the things, let me say right quick, is that with hashtags, like when I see just the run on of all lowercases,
you know? You just not even look? Are you just like, no, I'm not
ready? Yeah, if it's more than like two words, but if it's something that's continuing, nope. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Shout out to our sponsor, the Nine Brand. That's IXBRAND. You can check out the latest and the greatest over at IXBRAND.co.com. Don't let your autocorrect or browser mess it up for you. And you can follow us on the Instagrams. You can follow us at Unrefined Sophisticates. You can follow me, Can, at I Technically Can, and follow Morg at Portland Morgan. Make sure you like us, subscribe, and review wherever you listen. And tell a friend to tell a friend about us. Double up on those entendres, please. We here.
We made it.
You know what? We made it, but there's things that don't make sense. You see that correlation?
I do.
There's a lot of things in the United States English, not the King's English.
I don't know this might derive.
English that don't make sense. We know there's a lot of words where it's like, why? Why do you spell it like that? Why do you pronounce it like that? Why is couch and cooch street spelled exactly the same?
We need
should
answers.
Not be.
We need answers. Why is there an H at the end of Pittsburgh? Why?
That is a thing that I've looked at in all my life. Not understanding. And even thinking of ways that things are pronounced. Good. It's not good.
And usually if there's a, like a GH, is it a GH?
Yes. Yeah. Like ghost. Yeah.
Or like at the end though, like there's no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pittsburgh. And funny enough, of course, Google it.
Uh-oh.
And it's like the headline, I have not read this, but it says, Pittsburgh was stripped of its H and then it got it back. So what that means to me is someone said, this is dumb, and they agreed. And then someone was like, we need that H back.
That's kind of like what, like, well, let's say we didn't get Pluto back, but feels similar to that. A lot of petitions have been set forth.
I would love someone to explain it to me, because I don't want to have to read like somebody's blog or a paper about why the H is there. But
yeah,
I mean, just like there are so many weird things in English. And
even if it is something that, of course, we sure has been derived from a different dialect, okay, I would love to hear how it's pronounced, you know, originally, how it was pronounced originally to where that made sense, because I'm sure there's, or I want to be sure, I think I'm trying to tell myself that there's probably a way that it was said that be like, oh, like maybe it's burr and the G is what's helping that H, and in their dialect and their language, that's how it was set up, a bunch of GHs. But yeah, no,
I feel like what we give previous people too much credit.
Yeah,
I think we do. Like, because, and I don't know if this is just like, you know, like a human nature to try and make sense of things. But I always am looking for like the why did that happen, and so why do we do this thing now? And yeah, I'm constantly like, that was y'all's choice, like you decided
that's what you landed on.
Like you landed on that. And so, you know, like,
you know, with this, I don't know why this made me think of this, but I was listening to a pod about Neanderthals, and they got to talking about the history and how it's like this big thing about this battle between the Homo sapiens and Neanderthals, where they try to use essentially art and language as one of the markers for like intelligence within a species, so on and so on. And one of the things that was used, I guess, in this you know, science community, is that humans have, you can find old paintings, drawings, and so on inside of caves and so on that clearly communicating and but then they found drawings from Neanderthals, but there's this argument where it was like, well, it's not the same type, and basically they don't want Homo sapiens to be, it's like this, oh, this the better than,
yeah, they don't want to be Neanderthal.
So they kept changing. They were talking about how like the rules keep getting bent on what it means in order to not let the Neanderthals. And they also said it's Neanderthal.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
Another questionable H, if that is.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So yeah, that was just an interesting thing of how they were going back and forth on just what, like, oh, well, they used curved lines and not straights, like that.
Again, I say we're giving people too much credit. Like, what did you know about curved lines and straight lines 1 gabillion years ago? It's like we're expecting people who lived that long ago to be exactly us, just without the technology. Like, all of the rest of it's the same, right? And that's ridiculous.
Piecing together whole stories from just little bits and pieces, like it's building out, it's like walking into the house, seeing things spread around and putting together exactly how somebody lived their day-to-day life, right? And like, there's clues, and I get it. Like, I mean, my house example is kind of extreme because I think you can get some detail, but now this is a house that's been abandoned for 40,000 years,
right?
And whatever's left, you're like, yes. And I'm every morning walk to this bathroom and brush teeth. Right. And it's like, what? How do you know that?
You don't.
But then it becomes common knowledge. Like, we was out here thinking that T-Rex looked like a lizard.
Yeah.
Man's probably was feathered up. Y'all had detailed drawings and 3D renderings of scaly, cold
of a fantasy. Like, yes, you just made it up. That's my thing. We give all of that too much credit. Like, we give it credence. Like, we believe it. Like, why wouldn't we, right? It's like, it's in a history book. It's in a blah, blah, blah. But like,
yeah,
who were those people back? We know how crazy, crazy is the wrong word. I didn't mean to use that. We know how wild people can get with like their imagination and, and how, their opinions become fact to them. And how defensive people get when they don't want to be wrong. So like, I don't think that's different, today than it was in yesteryear. You know what I mean? And so we're gonna be like, I know that the sun is, or you know, the earth is flat, and you're just gonna stand on it, and that's your whole thing. Mm-hmm. There's a large faction of people that believe that.
That run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is a, I feel like a community of people who, no matter what, right or wrong, make me feel good. And that's the Twitter Black, aka Black Twitter.
Doesn't matter the topic.
It does not matter. And we don't worry, we're not going to take up too much of y'all's brain space with the whole queen thing. With the we are more focused on this community and the reactions to this news. It did not, it didn't trend downwards like some things can. It got better and better and better.
The only
remixing of things we've seen 50 times
didn't matter.
Did not matter when it was dressed up and put a wig on a pig and made it big all over again. Yes.
The only thing I can think of in recent memory that got better like that, that should have just been like, okay, this might be dead now, but now it just kept getting funnier, was the Usher, watch this. Like they just, somehow kept getting better. And this was, like you said, the remix of things. There's Twitter, Black Twitter has like this, an absolute chokehold on being able to use the shortest video clips, like 2 seconds.
Yes.
As the whole reaction, basically.
Yes, right? And tell a whole story.
Tell the entire story in that. And one of those that gets used frequently, but I'm never mad when I see it, is a big boy from Outkast, and he's like, I know that ain't who I think it is. And it, they use it all the time. Like, it's always perfect. It's always flawless. And that one, for you know, the queen dying was like, oh, man. Okay. It was like someone and Hitler. I know that ain't who I think. It was weak.
Just seeing the one of the elephant that had came and ended up stopping, and they had it in the Tim boots and the dude.
I'm gonna put that in our slide because I just screamed all over you that, saying that. I'm sorry.
Look, that one just it. It was there.
Wallpaper on my phone or whatever it's called.
And even the people who were the people who were catching strays because they wanted to try to understand or didn't and wanted to we don't, it shouldn't be, this should be a respected mom. And that was great. It just, it was good.
It's amazing. It was good. It's amazing how people definitely try and hit you with that the respect for the dead and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, who was that person when they were alive?
Right.
And just because you don't necessarily understand that today, I feel like all these moments are teachable moments. If folks just sat back and read it and were like, oh, that's confusing. I don't know. What do they mean? Colonialism or whatever.
Yeah.
Get to the Googles, fam. Like, I don't know why you would, your immediate response for something you don't know would be like, you should be nice.
I can say I learned hella through this. Yeah. I legitimately was,
I learned a bunch. Oh. And one of those things I learned was there are only like 22 countries that the British didn't invade.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Like, That doesn't, that should not make somebody be like, how dare you bring up the past? Much like, you know, all of the things here. But in those moments, though, you could learn something instead of being defensive about someone you don't know. an actual oppressive system on purpose. Like, you're like, I can't wait to pledge my allegiance to a queen who would literally use me as.
And I also feel, though, if you spent 10 minutes scrolling through the blackness of Twitter, you got to chuckle. I don't care what, where you stand, something landed, because it's too wide a range. There are some very witty, there are some very fast. The people that have that memory of this is the perfect image.
Yes.
This, like, that will never cease to amaze me. As we talked about this being that 1 or 2 second loop, and it be stuff that's not popular. Like, things get created in the moment that then become, now this is a part of internet lingo.
Yes.
That, yeah, that's going to be reused and so on. But in the moment of, like, how did you think for that? So I love it. And it's
all age brackets, because folks, it isn't just like really young people that are super, like, it's all of it. And so you get to see all different kinds of those examples where it's like, you know, somebody's going to have a meme of like SpongeBob, and somebody's going to have a meme of, you know, the Proud Family or something. And it's like, this is what? All of it.
Yes. Yes.
So good.
No, I'm a fan. I'm glad.
I appreciated all of those laughs. I was just going to say, all of those laughs, like, it has been hard. It has been a rough, you know, however many 7,000 years. And that, like, 4 solid days. And now I have a bunch of different things that I'm sure I'll reuse in my life that were overused.
I wonder if Megan, if she from like a burner account been kiki high through this stuff too.
Man, I hope so. She gotta get some laughs from that situation, because what a life.
So something that had jumped out to me, and some of you all listening may have seen this thing, I came across this this story or video, TikTok reel, whatever. What was that, last week? Maybe week before? Whenever. That was last week. And it was someone, a young lady, a young black lady, who was kind of agitated. I won't say upset, maybe agitated, about a video that a guy put together of himself going to date a young white man, dating a woman from each of the 50 states, going on a date with a woman from each of the 50 states. And I guess he put all of the states and their pictures together like a montage. Yeah. And when this montage plays, it's pretty much white women.
Yeah.
And that's an issue. Where? I don't know. She spends multiple moments about not playing with us. This is who he chose in this state. This is it. It's like, who? Huh?
So you sent this to me and you were like, can you explain it? Because I don't get it. And I watched it and was like, no. Like, no, I can't explain it. If my man said, I'm going to 50 countries.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, date the locals. Like, it, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you'd need to get really specific to expect that white guy to date whoever it is you want him to date.
Yes.
I've gone to every state in America. I don't know how to break it to anybody, but like, there are white women everywhere in those places. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't
crazy amounts. Wild, unfathomable amounts.
It wasn't like he was like, I'm about to go get these cultural experiences. He was like, yeah. I'm gonna go on 50 dates with 50 women. And
yes,
that's that.
Yes. And I'm gonna guess that the dating was probably done through a dating app, or, you know, finding people. And it's like your apps, like anything else, kind of pick up, you put your preferences and stuff in there. And so that's what's going to show up. And that's who you're dealing with. So it caught me in a way that was, because it wasn't specified, as you said, where I'm going to go to a state and try a different flavor of the day.
Right.
Each time. Like, there was nothing. He just said he's going on dates in 50 different states, or a woman from the 50 different states.
When it goes through, and it looks like there's one black girl in there.
Yeah, there is. And I've tried so many times to stop it on that. I don't got it. But yeah, they're definitely.
That you date a white woman in Hawaii is interesting because they colonized Hawaii. Like, I just don't know what you're expecting here. And I don't mean that as if, you know, you can't have your critiques and things, but I just don't know what is this one? Why would we be, what's the context?
Yeah, I definitely ended up looking through the comments, and it seems most people were on our side of
what is
not understanding where she's coming from. So it definitely wasn't hitting. I don't think it landed in the way that.
I also think that there's just like zero reason to create outrage. Just absolute zero. There are so many things to be upset with.
Can I also make a thing right quick? And I know I'm getting older, but I also feel that I only see this from people in my age bracket. The reaction videos on TikTok or Reels where you're doing the duet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're acting surprised, or you're laughing uncontrolled, like you're waiting for, like, you stopped, you queued this up, you set this up, and you're acting like you can't or somebody like sit on the side like like, and it'd be
points right here,
right, like that. Something about that boils my blood. And I think that too, because I'm noticing it being, it's nobody young doing it, it's people that seem like you don't really, you're aging out.
And you can't stage a live reaction. Like, that's just not how that works. If it's a live react, fine.
Yes.
But we know it's not because of how these apps work. Like, you're not able to, like, be in the duet mode and just start scrolling.
While it's happening. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You have to stop. You have to start over. And then all of a sudden you're, the thing that kills me, I get that boils your blood. The thing that kills me about it is that they be looking a whole hot mess. Why did you turn the camera on when you had time before everybody see that you still have sleep in your eyes and drool around your mouth? Like, why did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It just, that, or if somebody getting crazy emotional, it's like, what are you doing? You're not.
Is it,
you've already had your response and now you're trying to give it a reenactment. You're reenacting your own response. Like, chill out.
Reenacting.
Yeah.
A reaction.
Yeah. It's interesting to watch. And I understand that people on socials definitely have to build up whatever their thing is. You start from nowhere, but it's so many people that I'm watching try to build their thing up off of somebody that already has built their thing up. And not saying that there's not a lanes for this to be done multiple times, but when it's, I don't think that people are taking into account at all that, and we know they're not. This is, I think that there's clearly a separation for some people. Like, this is just a job. So I now that I understand that better, like 1000%, it doesn't frazzle me in the moments, but seeing some of the people get to where it's like your only thing is to get on here every day and down women or down dudes, it's like, this is your everything, is this pontificating about what a perfect thing is and what somebody and it's like,
I mean, it certainly makes a lot of money.
Yes. And that's where the understanding now, like viewing it as these are people at work and this is what's happening. But watching the people that are not, don't have that traction in doing this, it's like, and I think too, it's some, when it's somebody older, whenever I'm seeing somebody in my realm of age, and it's like, all you're doing is complaining. That's you're building your brand off of that.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it if there's something in addition to that, like you're also giving out some tips, but if it's just a complaint and then roll your eyes and sign off, and it's like, well, that's just, but your whole brand is built on that and not any education mixed in. It's just what everything is, what somebody's doing wrong. And it's more so when people are doing the man and woman mm-hmm. back and forth to just be like, shut up.
That's the thing. It's those folks to me that I see the most that I don't actually want them to give tips. You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
You actually don't know what you're talking about, and you are going to get someone hurt.
Yeah, look. In
a bad spot. Like,
they be, or they're just too generic. The information, like some things be so generic, or not even generic. Let me not say that. Not generic. There's, yes. And with that, it's like, also, a lot of these things are starting to sound more and more like memes. And that's where how much that I'm like, this is a quote and you have committed this to memory and now you're re-saying it.
It's a talking point. So yeah. once you're in that realm, right? Like you've rabbit holed down there and now you're a content creator in that realm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just talking points. Like, it's not like there's
Okay.
You know, like the way you just put it is they're at work. Like,
yeah,
it's not like they're having meetings with other content creators, but they are all going to the same sources for the same information. So it's talking points, and they're,
yes,
that's why they all sound the same. Do you remember? Yes. You're probably not going to remember this because you were way cooler when you were younger. But like, there was a thing about pickup artists. There was like a show.
I don't remember a show. I know. I remember a book or something.
So there was this guy who looks like not a pickup artist.
just David Blaine.
Literally the nicest way I can say it. No, David Blaine had way more swag than this dude.
Oh, jeez.
Like, this dude was the like ultimate
hustler
stuck in a different decade, but like also thinks that he is he's convincing himself and trying to convince everybody else that he's the hottest person in the room. And so it would be like crazy hair, but then also a bunch of scarves, like, you know, and like an open blouse and a bunch of scarves, nice. Like Aerosmith dude used to have on his mic. Like,
yeah. Okay.
It was just every finger has a big ring. Every, you know, and it's a little bit of eyeliner. And it, like, this dude was like just scamming.
This was an actual show on television?
It was, yeah. Like, I remember seeing some sort of like documentary about that.
Okay.
Guy.
Okay.
And okay. The way within that documentary, it was like, this is a show. I don't know the show, but like.
Got it.
So this particular dude was writing books. He was, you know, clearly there were film crews following him around. He was in, you know, doing conventions where that's not the wrong word. Like, whatever it is where they rent out a conference room in the hotel and then you
Dungeons
show
and
up.
Dragons.
It would have been like, it
feels like that.
It was very much, I'm going to get you out of being an incel.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just need confidence. And so his whole like thing was fake the confidence until you make it. Be the biggest peacock in the room and the women will flock to you.
Mm-hmm. And
not a thing. Black and also one of his like, I'm known for kissing X amount of women. And then
I don't know.
And on this thing, he's like walking up to women kissing. In Vegas, like, you want to make out? Like, why is that a thing that you would? So yeah, like there's a lot of people that should not give advice that are just really bad. And those are the people that end up getting followed around with a film crew and becoming viral on the internet. It's like, no, you need to sit down. Like, and nobody should be listening to you.
That's hard. That's perspective though. That's the piece is even knowing that though, the allure of this is going to catch, because that's all it takes at this moment. I was just actually having a conversation yesterday about like the celebrity of things and people who are actual celebrities or do a thing that, you know, they have a role in a high profile, whether it's sports, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But then how many people have on accident become because they happen to go into this store, they happen to have said something in the checkout line that's now, you know what I mean? So you went viral on accident with no intention.
Yeah.
So we know that the possibility, I mean, this is culture at this point. Mm-hmm. So the idea that I do 10 of these, there's very, they may have all been seen three times. All it takes is that one to get a reshare and then pew, it's out of there. Cause I'm sure we've all seen a viral joint that had the most thousands of shares and hundreds of thousands of likes, and you go to their page and realize nothing else is hidden. It was just that thing.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, this ain't one of those accounts, which I still be wanting to know about the one accounts that exist. I know these are have to be bots, but I feel like this has been a thing since all of the time of socials. Where to be these pages of these like attractive, I won't even say like crazy attractive, but it almost always seemed like their camera is never as good as the times and for how good they look, but they'll put almost anything up. And it's like, how do you got 400 likes on a, not even a post, just a picture like a, hey, I'm here today. And it's like, how? And there's some accounts that just get that. And I'm sorry, I don't know why that went on a little, but it's just, I've seen that time and time again on all the different platforms.
The one that kills me, I have to, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the thing that kills me is seeing people steal memes, like type it out as they said it.
Yeah.
And then that hits. And it's like, I'm sorry. I saw that on Twitter like 3 years ago. And
right. We all... like that's like the thing of the day. Like yo, we all know we're Justin LaBoy's pages. Like,
right?
We know this.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, why are you? Yeah.
Just share it.
That's the piece is just share it, please. But I think again, it is in that space, and I have to remind myself in the moments that people are emulating. It doesn't matter what age bracket, any of that. People are drawn towards a thing, and it's this idea that if it hits, and I get it, because I see people who are not even necessarily big like that, and I see them posting what they make off of just putting up these videos, just sharing the work that they do every day, and because they're getting X amount of views on it, and it's like, oh, I made $100 yesterday because I put up these three clips, and these are the views that it got, and yeah, here's the metrics from that.
And here's and some so, real money.
That's what I mean. Well, once you're on the joint where you're getting the monies, you can see it building up. But I'm just like, I get it where people are, you know, there's definitely people who are aspiring for that. It's not this thing in the way that, you know, I consume, you consume, and, you know, some other people that we know where we're on socializing. It's not so much that this is actually the hustle. And so that part, and there, and also a lot of these people who it is their hustle, they're not presenting it as a hustle. You know, it's made out to seem and feel like it's just them doing the things.
That is, earlier you were talking about how, you know, people that are doing sort of those grifts of, you know, downing men, downing women. What I wanted to say, you said that it's like a job.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say was exactly that. It's a job to them. But they present it as if it is, you know, this passionate opinion that they've just got to get out to the folks. And it's not about the money that they're making. It's really just about making sure that everybody else is, you know, got this info and make sure they don't get, you know, treated poorly by that woman who's, you know, whatever she is. And
yeah,
it's like, that's pretty misleading, friends. Like, you're really just here to make money. And that's really, you know, at this point, your job to you.
Tell it to these kids. Let these kids know that this is how you make money
instead of this is how I treat other people. Because if you aren't doing that, you are setting people up for incredible failure just for your own gain. And that is...
You feel me? It ain't like y'all read the book Pimp by the man himself and use it as an instruction manual. You know?
It is not like they did that.
Yeah. Y'all got the game messed up. You feel me?
Speaking of games getting messed up.
Uh-oh.
You sent me something today that I was like, this is
in the bud.
One of the most hottest mountain things I've read in a while.
I thought it was a when I saw the title and there was something else that I was going through and saw the title and I was like, that's clickbait. They're definitely playing with words here. It's like,
the headline is huge chess world upset of grandmaster sparks wild claims of cheating with vibrating sex toy.
Dun, dun, dun. Wireless anal beads. And this is why, because you might be thinking like, well, why? Because this is a young kid, 19, I believe. Hans Niemann, who he defeated the Norwegian grandmaster Magnus Carlsen. And this dude's young, first off, and he's not essentially to their idea of put in the work to have been able to beat a person at this skill level.
Yeah, because it like knocked off that guy's like 53 game winning streak or something like that.
Yes.
And the other guy had like only, he'd never placed or something like that. Like the 19 year old was losing, somehow plays the champion. And it's funny to me. It's like, as if nobody's ever heard of an upset. Like no one's ever heard of the underdog. Like how many of these stories do we have to have that, for you to be like, must have been cheating. Now, I'm going to say this. No dog in the fight. My man might have been cheating. You know what I mean? Like, I
could have been. He's definitely got, who's the white boy rapper right now?
Jack
Harlow. He's giving me Jack Harlow in this photo in this New York Post.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I hope I remember to do this, but I'm gonna try and do it side by side
for this slide. Because I feel like Jack Harlow has this same picture. That
definitely does.
Same pose, same face, all the things. Yes, but so I can definitely see some of that. And then the dude who won looks like he should be a head chef. Like he's definitely giving me what's up, boy? That'd be Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That type of feel.
Yeah.
But with that, the idea that like, let's unpack this mildly.
Okay.
So chess, as you're familiar, just even in the basics of like how these things are played, it's based on a person's move and then you having to figure out
to that.
Yes. Now to think, chess is a brain game. Strategy, a lot of strategy and being able to think. This is like when they use the reference playing 9D chess and all this stuff. It's like trying to think the most amount of steps ahead.
Yep.
I feel like in general, we consume a fair amount of your brain power. Yep. Now to have what Morse code buzzing in your butt. Is that, how else is this stuff? It's coming through with vibrations. So you've had to learn a language, your butthole.
Yo, so number one, that, right? Like we had to come up with a, you know, this means do this move, that means do this move. But also, not once did he have a reaction. When
that's what I'm talking about.
You mean to
there
tell
was
me?
No, not a thing.
Not a, oh, my, that's a muscle spasm. Nothing.
Yeah. No nervous tick.
Nothing. Yeah. I just don't, I'm having a hard time. Or,
which
I don't know. Because if you didn't feel it, then it doesn't work. Right. So
this equates in my mind to when, instead of just admitting that it wasn't Europeans who made the pyramids, just jumping over all the people that lived right where the pyramids was made and went straight to aliens. Like, this cannot be explained.
Couldn't have been them.
Like, what? This had to have been a beads vibrating in his anus to have possibly ever. Like, come on. Soldiers on the battlefield barely be knowing Morse code. Like, come on.
That is hilarious. I mean, I get it. I get the question. Like, I mean, I get the, did he really win?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because yeah. I think that these kind of tournaments, I feel like it's like spelling bee or something. Like you guys all know each other. You know what I mean? And there's like a community. And
he had some things with when the online on like chess.com or one of those online sites.
He got banned from chess.com because he was cheating.
Yeah. So
they allege he was cheating.
Alleged cheating, but ain't no, like, look.
So that's the thing. Like, how did we get to that actual conclusion? I feel like that was someone saying, well, I didn't see anything, so it must have been butt beads. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so this is where I'm going to pull from this elaborate scheme that I was a part of once to win a trivia tournament where it was my phone on face down so that it looked like nothing, but there's a person that can hear me and hear the question, who can then Google that, text that to
and you have an earbud. The
person next to me.
Oh, even better.
Exactly. So there's no, yeah. And being able to get those and sometimes not popping up every time the first time or fumbling on purpose a couple times, throw them off the scent. Mm-hmm. But it's like that to me makes sense. I wasn't about to.
Well, but this isn't your love or your passion, right? Like this.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. That, there you go. That's great. That's separation.
Yeah. I think that's why the guy Magnus, who was the, you know, champion, my man withdrew. He lost and was like, I've withdrawn from the tournament. I usually love playing there. See ya. Hopefully I'll be back. Like, that's clearly his passion. That's clearly what he has spent. You know, once you start doing this and you start winning, like now you're in that circuit. It's not like
he probably quit because he's shamed.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
His passion, and he got beat by a 19-year-old who usually loses, and you know, like that. The pride of that, because you wouldn't care if you guys lost the trivia night. You know what I mean? Like, but this dude, this is his career. And so, he's like, hold the phone, friends.
Put it in the butt. I mean,
so that's my thing. I'm just like, I don't know how we jumped directly to that.
Yes.
The only way that this cheating could have happened because it's such an elaborate scheme. That is not, that, you know?
I will close it out with one of the things that he said, I think he was just so demoralized because he's losing to an idiot like me. It must be embarrassing for the world champion to lose to me. I feel bad for him.
See, and then you gonna say that? Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not at the tournament. I'm out. That would make it worse. I think that guy knows what he's doing.
What they should have did is went outside, found the nearest phone booth, and boxed it out.
Segway King. Bah, 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 bah.
Boom, boom, boom. Man, scrolling the timelines. And saw this doodad. So video doodad where you remember where Clark Kent transformed into Superman. So think of a phone booth. If no one has lived pre-2000, you may not have experienced a phone booth. So I'm sure you have experienced Superman. So just think of where Clark Kent does his change up. With that, they're putting two, seems like adult males, inside of a space like that. So I'll do this. A porta potty. Think of being put into a porta potty without the toilet. Huh. And
it smells, hopefully.
You've got UFC gloves on, and they say go, and you essentially fight with everything you have in that confined space. That means there's no running, there's no ducking,
there's no real wind up either. Like you, it's so little. It's like how are you really getting things off? They were getting things off. It appeared like they were getting things off.
And if I gave you 27 guesses and said you can only use three of them, where do you think this is happening?
I can't answer that because I would have guessed where it's from. And
me too. That's my number one. So listeners, if you're thinking of where, like, just say if somebody was like to be put, if I had just like not talked about this and was like, oh, definitely strapped up with gloves on to fight a polar bear, what would you like? Where would your brain go of what group of people? What nation is, you know, I just think all of us are going to lean somewhere, and most of you are correct. Most of you are correct. And if you want to look it up, it's phone booth fights will get you there. And then you'll see if you got that right. But can I just say though, so this reminds me of, if for people that may have taken vacations in their life, club feds and things of that nature, they have a spot that's called the blinds. And usually the blinds is around a corner, or it's a small somewhere that's out of the sight of staff, cameras, and so on.
Oh, okay.
And you get it on in that space. Mm-hmm. And some of those spaces are fairly confined. You don't have much room. So this makes me think of that. You know, it's a broom closet and y'all about to hop in here, and that, again, you can't run from it. So at this point, this is.
Okay. So I say thanks for that perspective, right? Because that also tracks with where this comes from, or at least where we're seeing it come from in that way of.
Yeah.
We'll do this anywhere. We absolutely, you know.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yes. Yes. I can say the funny thing too about this is that one of the few times in my life where my ego and pride was able to be put aside at a time when that didn't happen often was realizing who I was up against. It wasn't even like size, and it was like, this is gonna go somewhere different than like it over what this is about. Like this, I can go one or two. No, this is about to go somewhere, and I ain't dressed for this. this video is too wild. I was like, oh, all right, yeah, I gotta get up out of here. Y'all be safe, my boys.
Can I hear a baby for you? I gotta go. There's a cat in a tree.
this is a wild thing, and it's playing on loop here on my monitor, and I'm just like, you know, the thing is, like, people, and I'm sure with like UFC, people have seen it where you get knocked out and then knocked back awake.
Oof.
Definitely looks like that happens in this case. Because the man's is melting for a minute, and then there's a blow that all of a sudden he's working his way back up.
Right.
And comes out looking like, whew.
That is a thing, though, the way you just said that. When I used to I used to set up the ticketing for MMA fights here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you set up an event, you just like peek into the event. You know, I don't need to stay the whole time, just peek in. That was when, like, after the third peek in, I was like, I don't ever need to come in here again. This is brutal. There are so many cuts, so much blood, so many things that it's just like, and everybody here signed up for this. This is not
a. Yeah.
But yo, they are, I believe the term is squabbing in this situation here.
Yeah, like, no, this is squab.
Like,
it's one of those that you watching, even if you saw the loser, you're like, oh, you have a respect. There's certain fights that you're like, even in this, like me watching, there's a winner and a loser.
Yep.
The loser, you still know what type of heart is in his chest.
Yep.
Based on that. So you still probably wouldn't even, you know, sometimes we get to going bad on a loser. And there's some fights, though, that you're like, yeah, nah, because the loser still put hands on me all up and down this aisle.
But also, that's a good point of just like, why would we go hard on someone who lost something that, you know what I mean? Like, it's a game where only one person can win. Why do we think that it's...
I've never understood this idea that, you know, I do understand it in the space of like, a lot of times for me with things that I don't understand of like culturally, I try to do this stripped down to just the basics. We're back on animal landscape. And it's like, all it takes is that lion to lose one of those scraps.
Yeah.
He's a mark. He's marked
completely
out.
He don't even have his, he don't have his pride that, no more. Nothing.
And he I think that's leave. How our human condition is like, this man been running the show. He didn't beat your dad everybody. Up, your dad, your big brother. But this one scrap, all of a sudden, he ain't that. What?
I'm like, your examples tonight are just like way too on par for my life right now. Like, I started going to sleep to nature shows. Did I already tell you that?
Look, man.
Like, so I need sound, right, to go to bed. I can't do silence. And for some reason, like the rain and the blah, 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 they don't do it. Like, they just don't do it for me. So I need to hear some talking. And it really, for me, the way that I've rationalized it, I could be wrong, and I don't need anybody that's a psychologist telling me I'm wrong for this. But, like, I want to turn my brain off. And when I close my eyes, I start thinking about all the things I need to do and all the things that I didn't get done today and all the blah, 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 and the circus is going. And if I can focus on someone else talking about something that has nothing to do with me, I can fall asleep. So, but I can't, I don't want it to be loud, and I don't need guns and explosions and transformers and all of that. So, which is what my partner would go to sleep to. So I started going to sleep to nature shows, and because the narrators are always like, you know, nice, even.
Yeah. Tone. Which is why I used to go to sleep to the space shows. This is the same reason.
Okay, same thing. Same thing. So I'm watching one. About specifically a lioness, and it's like her life and blah blah blah, and
is she sassy?
Just, you know, figuring out her life. She's becoming a good hunter and all those things. But her dad,
so kind of clunky. That's what I'm hearing.
Her dad, the king of the pride. There, there's two young lion male lions. Just kind of, you know, saunter into their area, and he gets them to go away, but then they come back, and it's like, you see very quickly, you're going to take the territory. Like, you're not.
Yeah.
This poor dad, like, oh my gosh. So he gets beat up. Right.
Yeah.
And he's trying hard, but now he's like limping away, and he's got cuts and he's hurt.
Yeah.
And the way that this was filmed and edited and everything.
Like,
he looks back at his family. His family's looking at him. They're looking at the new people like, who are they? Like, the way that they edited it, like we were talking about earlier, how you're just creating this entire story, was like, oh my, he just has to leave now? And then where did he go?
That's it.
Because all they had been talking about is, like, you know, these other lion territories.
That's how they end up in the zoo.
And, right.
You yeah, walk so on, walk like, in.
Why we got to do it like this?
they do the zoo tryouts every Thursday.
I guess I'll go ahead and be held captive now. I
don't like anybody trying to nah? All right.
I mean, I can jump still. You know, I'll heal.
Which but is a, yeah, that's a,
so. I mean,
that is a wild thing. Like, is there a place where do banished? Where do they go? Where do they roam? Is there a spot that these is like the rejects, kind of how in the space of like in prison, the dropouts and stuff all end up in their own unit? Right. Is this something similar that happens in the wild that they don't talk about? Is that the place that Simba's dad was speaking of?
Beyond the, you don't go there? Is that what you mean? All of this is your kingdom, except for over there.
Except for over that, unless you get marked out.
Okay, we are going to have to go, but I want to just say this one thing really quick, because there was a very funny thing. I've said this on this show multiple times, where it's like, there is something within the, you know, conservative mind that's like, not only am I going to make something up and then fight really hard for it, I'm also just never going to, like, if I see something that aligns with what I believe or what I want to happen, I just believe it.
Gotcha.
And so there was this, excuse me, if you'll remember, Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people during a Black Lives Matter and wounded a third during a Black Lives Matter protest and was acquitted. There was a lot of talk about how all the media outlets that were, you know, reporting the story were maligning him or defaming him. You know, like there was, like this kid had a case for defamation against all of these media outlets.
Yes.
Which was at the moment absolutely ludicrous, right? Like it's. This is you put yourself in the news and then the news reported it. And then you're like, not me. So all of that happens. And then there was a thing, but you know, that the View was too political and they were so upset with Kyle Rittenhouse and blah, blah, blah. So the other day trending on Twitter is Kyle Rittenhouse. And I go to it and it's like, finally, Kyle wins a settlement of $22 million from the View.
Oh.
The View, the show, that right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, for like, what would he win $22 million for? Like, what? And then, of course, because of who they are and what they are mad at, it's like, and that Whoopi Goldberg's gonna have to come out of pocket and just completely untrue. Just literally untrue. There is no case. Like he didn't sue them, so he couldn't win something. And
yeah,
so but they go so hard in the paint, and it was legit. Like, see, we told you so. What? Aren't y'all the same free speech folks? Like, you want to be able to say whatever it is you want to say, but you gonna sue the View for $22 million?
Which there's moments, and this is where. Because they're not taking this extra step. The times I've seen something clickbaity, not even clickbaity, it's just a caption or something. I'm like, what? Like, I'm pumped for it. Like, oh, that's dope.
Oh, it's
so I'm going to, this almost seems too dope. Let me check it out.
I feel like and there was a time that
debunked you immediately.
Yeah. Like there's early on in the internet.
Yeah.
You didn't know that you needed to do that. Right. It was sort of like, if it's in a textbook, why would I think I need to go to another book to figure out if that's real?
Right.
Which, please.
Shout out to Five Finger Turkeys.
Everybody currently reading textbooks, go check out if the things inside those textbooks are real.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
But yes, like, you didn't have to, and you didn't, and well, you had to. You needed to, but we didn't know we needed to. Today to now, like, there's no excuse for you to get caught in something like that, where someone just makes it up, You did no Googles. You just respond immediately. You just hit the retweet and throw your loud opinion on there. Because nobody just retweets it, right? Like, that's the, or shares it. It's legit a diatribe with it. And see, this is what's wrong with the woke and the blah, blah, blah. It's like, dang, how do you feel now? That's what I want to know. When you fell for that okie doke and then you shared it and you had your loud opinion and then you found out it wasn't real, how did you feel?
Like a dummy. Like a dummy. That's how I felt. Shut it all down and him. And if you're going to buy that video game, SMD. And that M stands for Morgans. You see that? You see what I did there? That's that boy good.
He real good.
But thank y'all for rocking out with us for another episode. You can follow us again on them Instagrams if you ain't did it once before, or I guess if you've done it once before, you don't need to do it twice. But you can tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on the Instagrams at Unrefined Sophisticus. You can follow me, Can, at I Technically Can, and follow Morg at Portland Morgan. Make sure you like and subscribe and review wherever you listen. And tell a friend to tell a friend about us. You know what that means.
It's checkout time. Gotta go. Gotta go. Yeah, baby. It's checkout time. Gotta go, man. Gotta go. Y'all know what time. Come on, man. Get your bags, man. Call that bell, motherfucker. Get a nigga shit.